Court. The Supreme Court held its inaugural moot court competition that attracted 17 universities as part of the celebrations to mark its 12th anniversary. Chief Justice, C.J. Martha Coombe presided over the bench comprising Justices Muhammad Ibrahim, Dr. Smokan Wanjala, Isaac Lenala and William Oko at Supreme Court, Nairobi. This is the first time law students were appearing before the court. Coombe said the moot court is part of the Supreme Court's larger vision of mentorship that aims to inspire young legal minds and instill a deep-rooted commitment to justice, ethics, and the rule of law. She explained that the court's mentorship initiative goes beyond knowledge transfer and instead embodies the court's dedication to shaping the future of Kenya's legal profession. This moot court competition is significant not only for you, the students, but also for us, the judges, as it reaffirms our commitment to opening the court's doors to the next generation of advocates, the CJ said. She added, through this competition, we hope to inspire you to pursue careers devoted to social justice, a steadfast commitment to ethical standards and a dedication to upholding the rule of law. She stated that during the competition, the teams interrogated complex legal issues, demonstrating a thorough understanding of the Supreme Court's jurisprudence. Your ability to engage with intricate arguments and refine your advocacy and persuasion skills is commendable. These skills will undoubtedly shape your journey in the legal profession, preparing you for real-world challenges in courtrooms, law offices, and beyond, she explained. The Chief Justice said the moment offers an insight into the intricate process by which Supreme Court proceedings are held, adding that the opportunity fosters not only the growth but strengthens the connections between legal education and practical, judicial application of the law. Justice Coombe said the purpose of this experience transcends individual growth, adding that it is a call to strengthen the justice system by inspiring public trust, enhancing access to justice, and increasing awareness of the Supreme Court's role in safeguarding constitutional values. You have engaged deeply with critical principles and landmark jurisprudence that lie at the heart of our transformative constitution. I encourage you to carry forward the insights you have gained, sharing them within your circles, your law schools, and your communities, to promote a broader understanding of justice and contribute to a more informed and empowered society, she said. Addressing the students, Justice William Oko said that moot court provides a platform to bridge the gap between learning and practice of law. The skills honed during this exercise, including thinking on your feet, adapting new arguments and defending your position, are valuable assets that you shall carry with you into the future as you practice law, he said. The winners of the moot court competition were Jonathan Ndolo, Bina Ongera and Marvis in Dubai from Wa University, while the runners-up were students from University of Nairobi. The moot court competitions are part of activities scheduled to celebrate the 12th year anniversary of the Supreme Court. Other activities include a conference, exhibition, stakeholder and media engagement and public lectures.